Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast for the growing regions. On the phone line is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Todd. It's another crisp day across the Midwest, and we're probably going to stay in this mode for a little while longer. I expect to see a reinforcing shot of colder air to come across the region as we get into the late weekend, early part of next week, and that's when the majority of the Midwest will likely get involved with the coldest conditions. We'll expect to see the majority of the temperatures at that point in time probably dropping down into some teens and 20s for lows at night. We were already there this morning and may even see some upper single-digit readings in the northern parts of the region. We still have snow on the ground in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, but everybody else is free of that until we get to the weekend. Looks like Friday into Saturday we'll likely see some light snow develop across portions of the region. That snow is not expected to be all that impressive, except in maybe a few areas in parts of Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, a few areas in southern Iowa, and maybe a part of Illinois. Might get upwards to a couple of inches of snowfall out of the event, and there's a chance for a few counties that could get a little bit more than that. I'm not expecting it to be widespread, and as it moves further to the east, it's probably going to diminish quite a bit. And we'll see that second reinforcing shot of cold air coming in right behind that. All that's going to do is just expand the number of days in which we see these very cold temperatures across the region, at least into the first half of next week. And when the colder air finally settles in, which will probably be Monday and Tuesday, we'll likely see the skies clear off finally and we'll be dry again. I'm not expecting a lot of precipitation over this next 5 to 6 days. I think most of the region will be left relatively dry, except for that weekend precipitation event that's coming up. I would expect to see a bigger chance for rain to impact the region, especially from the Mississippi Basin to the east, during two different episodes that come up late next week and going into the following week. So it's a little ways out in the forecast, but both the storm systems that are advertised fit very well with our trend model and also with the some of the medium range forecast models that are out there. So confidence is relatively high. So the relatively quiet weather we're having across the heart of the Midwest right now may end up coming down to an end at some point late next week, probably a week from tomorrow into the following Friday or Saturday. And then a second storm system coming up about 3 days later, both of which will not impact the western Corn Belt in a major way. In the meantime, we do have some hard red winter wheat out there in parts of northwest Kansas and western Nebraska and northeastern Colorado, a little bit vulnerable to some winter kill over the next two or three nights. The majority of the region is not expecting to see any kind of serious damage, but there's some holes out there in the snow cover, and the temperatures will be down close to zero. In South America, everything is still status quo. I think everybody's going to end up picking up on some precipitation at one time or another over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. But with that said, Argentina will probably not see very much quantity of rain, and the same can be said for southern Brazil. Up to this point in time, southern Brazil has been very wet this year, and this drying bias that's underway for the next week to 10 days is not going to have a negative impact unless it prevails beyond the end of this month. And at the moment, I don't think that will be the case. In the meantime, some of the northern and central parts of Brazil's crop country have been seeing regular occurrences of shower and thunderstorm activity recently. It was relatively dry yesterday, however, and we will be seeing the showers and thunderstorms increasing again as we move forward through these next two or three days. The bottom line is really status quo for both the U.S. and South America. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.